Hello, it's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com again with another podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website, which is what we do. This is it. And today we've got a Oregon Pinot Noir, a entry-level Oregon Pinot Noir. It's called the Fire Steed Oregon Pinot Noir 2020. The 21 vintage is the current vintage. This was actually a COVID year vintage and a Oregon fires. You didn't get as much press as the California fires, but there was fires up there. But COVID didn't affect it. They managed to get the grapes through the season in good shape, and they picked them before the fire started. This is a kind of a taste of Oregon. Willamette Valley is the most well-known, and for good reason. I've had French winemakers tell me that they're very impressed with Willamette Valley, Oregon. And, you know, French winemakers love French wine, and they're, yeah, not that they don't love other wines, but they don't, you don't normally hear them talking great things about other areas that much. And I've heard them say a lot of good things about Oregon, and I agree with them, you know. So, there's other areas in Oregon that have growing regions up and down the coast. I think Willamette Valley is the most northern one. But there's other valleys along the Pacific Ocean. There's Rogue Valley and Umpqua and a few others. They don't actually say where they got the grapes, but it's a bit of everything. Fire Steed specializes in different areas of Willamette. They do Pinot Gris and Pinot Noirs and that type of stuff. And you know, Dundee Hills and Single Vineyard, and they do a lot of different Oregon wines. This is, like I said, the entry level. I'm going to take a sip and we're going to talk about it. There are a few interesting production details here. They fermented it. Wine in both stainless steel vats, like, you know, everybody does, especially in this price range, and open top fermenters, which is kind of how you make a beer. And the cap, the grape skins and everything form a cap over the top, and it could possibly get air to the wine. And air in the winemaking process is not too much air, is not a good thing, but it brings out different flavors and aromas and what have you in the wine. And they did that. That's kind of a, you know, it's something, if you don't keep a close eye on, it could ruin everything, and it didn't. And then they aged it in small French oak barrels and stainless steel. So they got a couple different production fermentation techniques, a couple different aging techniques, and the yeast they used to start the fermentation was from cellars in Burgundy. I mean, yeast is everywhere. It's a natural thing. You can get production in yeast. But they got yeast that was, the word they use is propagated from cellars in Burgundy. So even though this is entry level, it's not necessarily a simple throwaway wine. There is some careful techniques used. It was very made with some specificity. And how does it taste? Well, it tastes like Oregon Pinot Noir. It lists for $20 on their website, and from what I can tell, I paid $12.99 for it, and most of the wines on the internet's $13 to $15 to $16 area, which is you know, not super cheap, but for Oregon Pinot Noir, it is. It's really silky smooth and sleek, but then you start tasting, you get the black cherry and the sour cherry, and you get the funky spices, and you get, you know, faint bitter dark chocolate and some plums, maybe some Dr. Pepper, some tea, there's some creamy vanilla in there, a bunch of them, all kind of smooth, and the nose is, you know, that crazy funky Pinot Noir thing where you're getting mushrooms and asphalt and you know, it's a crushed fall leaves and cherries. And I mean, this is a legitimate Pinot Noir. It's a nice starting point if you're interested in Pinot Noir. especially Oregon Pinot Noir. Oregon Pinot Noir, to what I think, like under $40, they put a screw cap on it, and over $40, then they put a cork in there because there might be some aging, you know, and they put the cork in the aging wine, not because you can't age a screw top wine, but people who like to age it, you know, like corks or something, I don't know. It's not necessarily necessary, a double necessary, but it's you can do well under $40, and if you're really into it, then you can go above the $40 and start doing the ones that can use some aging. But to get really good Pinot Noir and get the one you really want, you're going to have to go up in price. These entry-level ones are really nice. And if you like it and don't want to go any farther, well, then you still get a good wine. But to get the best Oregon Pinot Noir and get the best experience, you might want to explore a little bit. But like I said, this is a fine, inexpensive Pinot Noir. It's for the money, it's terrific. I mean, it's really good and it's light-bodied. If you like the Meiomi style, this ain't it. If you like it funky, weird, and wild, then this is it. And that's it for me, Domaine Dave. CheapWineFinder.com. What else do we have here? Yeah, I'll get to the summer sparklers and the rosés now. I've promised this for a while. And keep it cheap, stay cool, because it's getting hot out there. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. So adios, keep it cheap.